Septic tanks, that's the bottom line. I don't have a problem with it. It's not my decision. So the second point had to do with the, remind me, what was it? That was, oh, the design guidelines. Design guidelines. There is concern on that. It's a very real concern. We do not want to be adopting something that we don't know what it is, since it's written by other people and may come in the future. That's what you're saying. So I don't disagree with that either. However, this is only a conditional use criteria. So it's a review criteria, the same as that we have, for example, a criteria that things have to be compatible with the comprehensive plan. Well, I can tell you from experience, I can make that case for almost anything, you know. So it is a generalized thing, and while your concern is very valid, I don't think we should eliminate it, because the downtown folks would like to see some move toward having some design guidelines. They absolutely have to be flexible. We should not transfer authority to an unelected, unappointed group that is that we don't even know what they're going to say. So I get that. But I do think we should have some reference in there that it can be considered as part of the conditional use. So again, I'm open to any modification the borough wants to make on that. I would not like to eliminate it entirely, in fairness to you, but any modification that works is fine with me. The third point was, remind me again on that one.
Food processing.
That again got a lot of discussion at one of the meetings, as I recall. And of course, the whole thing with the thing downtown, the odor and all that, certainly colored some of the discussion. So again, I would agree we should probably make things compatible with the definition. I certainly don't have a problem with that. Question is, which way should it be, So. Again, I'd leave it to council on that. It's a sensitive issue because of past experiences, obviously. But it is a valuable business. It's a business that has brought activity to downtown, and certainly a limited amount of food processing in connection with the dining and food service is not inappropriate. So anyway, that's all I have to say on all those things. Derek, I know you went through this with a fine-tooth comb, because I got all your 10-page letters, I can kid him, because I know him well, so. But anyway, he's very good. He raised a lot of good points, and these three he raised tonight are good points, too. So, council members, that concludes the hearing, as far as I'm concerned. If you want to discuss it further, let's close the hearing for now. I guess that's up to you guys, not me. But if you want to discuss it further, I'm happy to.
Okay, thank you. Just one last time for either our guests or the council members before we close this hearing. Does anybody have any further questions or comments? Bill?
This is Councilman McAllister. Regarding food processing or brewing or processing of any type of material, we have industrial areas for quantities that exceed the needs of a particular location. So, when I think of the fact that you're processing 500 pounds in a local restaurant, that's totally inappropriate. It should have been designed or recognized that it wasn't simply a restaurant operation. It was a distribution process that was well beyond the scope of what was intended in that area. So we need to be able to address those issues and be aware of what the intent is of any potential developer.
And that may be a useful suggestion, that to distinguish between food processing for on-site consumption and food processing for distribution. That's a good angle there. Maybe the definition should be, we could do that. I could do that. Anybody else?
If I could just follow up on that point, I think we just want to be careful that we don't, kick Here and Now out of town for doing their work right now, with another great business, creating food and processing food, quote unquote, in their brewing business. you know, people take that beer all over the place, and that beer shows up in other places too, so it becomes a difficult line to draw when on-site consumption becomes, like, industrial.
Well, excuse me, Councilman Gallister again. The distribution process is not somebody coming in and buying a six-pack or a 24 product, 24 units. It's a case of becoming a distributor to other businesses for resale. That makes it a distribution company, not an operation that would be enhancing its ability to produce on site for whatever needs need to be developed on site. So it's a challenging area, there's no question about that, but that's why you have other commercial areas that devote that to that type of an industrial activity. And even the state of Pennsylvania has processing rules and regulations, and they're designed to meet the needs of those particular types of industry. We are open to having an industry. We have a commercial area right down by Top Notch, and we've been trying to bring in railroad cars and get tenants that would need that type of thing, so it's not as if it hasn't been addressed. I don't know what else or what other issue.
I think the way to address this going forward, I can't be at your meeting on the 18th, but if the council wants to discuss it at that time and take a position, you know, to leave it the way it is, change it, I can certainly tweak it, working with Mr. Henrik. You know, I think anything we're talking about tonight is in the realm of minor changes.
I think so, too.
So I think you could make them that night, and, you know, we can tweak it if you wish. I'm not trying to push you one way or another. So let's just leave it there.
Could I ask, just as an aside, just for me as a council member, nothing else. The biggest problem with Black and Brass, quite frankly, was many people took the order as being extremely offensive. I went to customers' homes delivering product, and those customers who were near his operations were yelling at me, crying about how bad they couldn't go outside their house. They couldn't do anything. They had to shut their house up during the summer. That's what I heard from people. It's not so much about whether he's producing or not. It's an issue of that if you have neighbors around him literally wanting to sell their houses because of it, I think that's a problem. And I know smells are subjective, what one person loves, another person doesn't. But unfortunately, just to be aware, Derek, with Black and Brass, the borough heard from a lot of people officially. I heard from people who were living in those houses, and I'm telling you, they were not happy people. And they had nothing against Black and Brass, they had nothing against him. But they could not enjoy their house in the summertime. They couldn't open the windows because it just made me sick. I'm saying is that for our zoning, if we make any changes. The other consideration is if there is an odor, simply question being, if there's an odor that is offensive to the general public in that area, that should be a major criteria.
Well, and as a conditional use, that could be taken into consideration. So again, I think the council needs to discuss that among themselves. You can do that on the 18th. Whatever tweaks you want to make or not make, just let me know. Richard and I will take care of it. Yeah. I think we're down to the tweaking stage, is what I'm saying. And I think even Derek would agree with that.
For sure.
But if they're relatively minor changes, and you can't accommodate them by Monday night, you can table the approval. You've advertised it, so you can table it.
Right.
So, you know, there's.
That's correct.
Well, we don't want to give anybody the impression that we're rushing this. And we want to make sure that everybody gets a fair shake and we listen to everybody's comments. And I think Tom's done a great job so far, and so has the council, in just going through the review process. And that's why we're here tonight. It's really kind of sad that you have three members of the public and five members of borough council. But that's the way it is. Maybe. A lot of people are satisfied with it.
I hope so. Is there any other council questions I can answer? Okay.
If not, since this is not a meeting, this is a hearing only, I'm not going to declare this hearing basically ending at 6:45 p.m. And thank you for coming tonight and making comments. Thank you for your presence.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
And again, off the record here, we can...
Wait, you're still being recorded.
That's all right. I'm not going to say anything.